Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Chris Loffrey. Lori Walsh is off today. Next month, the Minnehaha Country Club will host the PGA Tours Champion event in Sioux Falls called the Sanford International, sponsored by Cambria. This is a pretty big event, and there has been a few announcements that have been made to make it even bigger. SDPB's Nate Weck was on the course recently, joins us today to talk about his experience. Welcome back to the show, Nate.
Hey, Chris. How you doing today?
I'm doing well. Yourself?
I'm doing really well.
Well, where would you like to start? Let's start the moment you drove up to Minnehaha Country Club. What were your thoughts?
Well, the event is actually not taking place till September, but this was kind of the preliminary press conference for the event, where people from the PGA Tour are on staff. There was representatives, obviously, from Sanford that were there, a few representatives from Cambria, and then also there were some professional golfers. Jerry Smith, who will be participating in the event in September, he was there to answer some questions, talk to some media, swing the clubs a little bit. Also, Andy North, longtime golfer as well, two-time U.S. Open champion. He was there as well. So there were a lot of faces, a lot of people there that were willing to talk, a lot of people that were there willing to ask questions about this event. And then they kind of hit us with a little bit of a curveball as well, saying, oh, and by the way, on top of this Sanford Invitational PGA Tours Champions event, after the Flight 1 tees off on Saturday, the 22nd of September, there's going to be an exhibition legends event that's also going to take place with Andy North, two others that have yet to be named, and then the legend himself, Jack Nicklaus. So it's a huge announcement. It took everybody by surprise. Obviously, with an event like this, it's something that's been in the works with Sanford and the PGA Tour in Cambria for about the last 13 months, and they've been working on improvements as well with the Minnehaha County Country Club to get that course up to par, no pun intended. A lot of improvements. The course looked absolutely gorgeous on Monday. There was some rain in the forecast, but it turned out to be a very beautiful day. And yeah, it was a lot of fun to kind of get to know some of those guys a little bit, talk to some of the representatives with the different organizations there, and just learn how much work actually did go into it.
Do you suppose, when you say work that went into it, do you suppose this has been in the making for quite some time and it just wasn't as easy as you think it would be?
Yeah, and like I said, they say that it's been something that's been in the works for the last 13 months, but you have to speculate that there's been conversations taking place for quite some time, even before that, of what would we have to do to make this happen here in this state. And so I think some of those preliminary conversations probably happened well over a year ago. And then when it got to that 13 month mark here, so last July is when those talks really started to heat up, and they tried to take those next steps as to making the facility up to the standards that needs to be, the course and all that type of stuff. Micah Aberson, he's the chief global brand officer for Sanford Health. He's spent a lot of time talking about how much work that goes into this. And he also said that, you know, not just the workers, but volunteers are going to play a huge role as well. And here's what he had to say about where those volunteer numbers are at.
We have almost 1,000 volunteers that have already signed up and said, hey, we want to be a part of this. And our player commitments continue to come in every single day. And we couldn't be more excited about the field that's coming together for this event.
Why do you suppose those volunteer numbers, Nate, are so high? Because that's quite a substantial amount.
You know, it's a lot. But you think about everything, though, that needs to happen to make this thing go as well. Anything from your vendors for the beer tent, your people helping with parking, organizing food, because they're selling tickets for fans and things like that to come too. So there's fan control. You have to make sure that there's people set up to let the golfers know where they're going next, what time they need to be on, calculating how much time they get on the driving range. There's so many different aspects that go into it. And from what I've understood, we already heard it's at an astronomical number right now with 1,000 volunteers, but they're still accepting volunteers. So if you're sitting here going, man, that would be a really fun event to help help out at. They're still accepting volunteers at the Sanford International website that they have built, and you can go on there and click, fill out a quick form, and then somebody will get in contact with you and things like that. I've even had my dad and my grandpa go, boy, that'd be a fun event to go to and maybe just help out in any way I possibly could. I think people are just so excited that they just want to be involved with it because they realize just how big of an event that it really is.
If you're just joining us, my guest is Nate Weck, STPB's Nate Weck. Next month in the Minnehaha Country Club's going to be hosting the PGA Tours Champion event. Nate, now if I've read this correctly, this is going to be an ongoing thing and not just a one-time shot. This is going to come back for a couple of years. Is that correct?
Yes, it's the first of a five-year agreement. So not this year, but we're going to have four more years of this afterwards here. So if you're a little bummed that, I'm busy that week, I'm not going to be able to make it, it's okay to exhale because you're going to have your chance in the future as well with the next 4 years of this event. And then they kind of went over all these different numbers with us as well. They even said that the purse prize for the top winner is going to be $1.8 million. Mm-hmm. So whoever wins the PGA Tour Champions tournament is going to walk away with a $1.8 million purse prize, which that's big time. I mean, this shows that this is a legit tournament. You're going to have some big names that are going to be at this event. And then, like I said, too, they pulled that curveball on us as well on Monday, announcing that Jack Nicklaus is going to be coming, participating in an exhibition round on Saturday. And then right after that, Jack Nicklaus and Andy North are going to be doing a clinic with moms and dads and kids. And I think that's also a pretty big thing, too. Not only just to come and play golf, people that are spectators are going to have the opportunity to see the golf legend himself, Jack Nicklaus, play. But then at the same time, he gets done playing, and now he's going to go back to basics and work with kids, which I also thought was really cool. And I had an opportunity as well to speak with Andy North about it. And I asked him, I said, you know, this is a huge deal to get Jack Nicklaus here. And here's what he had to say about it.
To get Jack Nicklaus involved, to come here to Sioux Falls, to be able to, for people to be able to go out there and watch the best player who's ever played, it's going to be really exciting.
I can't even imagine being in the same presence, if you will, of a golf legend like Jack Nicklaus. That's going to be amazing.
Seriously, I mean, it's big time. And it's a name that has gotten thrown around a little bit when they had first announced that a PGA event was going to be coming to Sioux Falls. People are saying, boy, how cool would it be if Jack Nicklaus would come? And it was something that was talked about, but nothing, you know, as players were getting announced for the event and different things like that, and then you get to a month away and you're like, he's probably not coming. And then to hear that announcement on Monday, that was really cool. It gave me goosebumps. You could just see even the press, the people that are supposed to be just covering the event, neutral. A lot of them are sports reporters. A lot of people work in sports on a daily basis, and you could just see them all not say anything, but just turn their head, give each other a glance of knowing that this is a big time get for the state of South Dakota and for Sioux Falls.
Did you get a sense at all, Nate, at what it takes to what the venue has to offer, what the venue has to have to get something like this?
You know, they've done some renovations at the Minnehaha County Country Club with their pro shop, their clubhouse, all of that type of stuff to make it. Just to give it that upgraded feel and to make it look more elite. Now, I was at the Minnehaha County Country Club a few years ago when state tennis got moved indoors. There's some indoor tennis courts there. So that was my last time there. It was 2 years ago. So me pulling up, I was like, well, that's new. That's new. That's new. It was just like everything, just nothing really looked familiar to me. And it was like, where am I supposed to go? And there's conference rooms and stuff in there. I mean, it's really a gorgeous facility. I don't even know if you could really call it a pro shop or a clubhouse just because of all the amenities that they have inside of that place now.
All right, let's talk about your experience. You got the opportunity, probably a rare opportunity, I would think, to actually play a couple of holes with Andy North himself. What was that like?
You know, it was fun. They invited all of the media members to hang out, stay for the day, and golf. And 18 holes, four people on a team. It was best ball, so very casual event. And I got put on the same team as Sean Bauer of Kello Sports in Sioux Falls, Jay Trobeck, the meteorologist. Mm. So it was kind of fun to talk to them a little bit off in a non-professional setting as well, and just kind of a little bit more laid back. Yeah, but then you'd get to a few holes, and they'd team you up with Andy North, Jerry Smith. So I think we played three holes with Andy North and four holes with Jerry Smith. And just to talk to those guys about the game of golf, we asked Andy North, you know, how much golf, you know, what kind of commitment does this take? And he goes, well, on my day-to-day life now, I probably realistically only play golf maybe 10 to 12 times a year, which I thought was, whoa, like this guy used to be like a professional and he doesn't really get the opportunity to play anymore just because he's got a lot of other stuff going on, whether it's clinics. So to actually him going out and playing isn't as much as it used to anymore. But he said when he did play, you know, he was out there. He would take a day off every once in a while, but you could go 30 straight days playing golf because that's what it requires to stay up on your skill level. And at 68 years old, Chris, Andy North can still poke that ball out there quite a ways. I mean, he hits it and it's just like, well, it's best ball. I might as well just throw my clubs back in my bag. There's no way I'm going anywhere near where his shot went.
Well, I was just going to say, I'll take my chances any day on a best ball tournament with Andy North on my team.
Yeah, exactly. And the way, too, that one thing, too, just to get this in quick, that Jerry Smith and Andy North were so good at, we'd get on the green, and they could look at it right away and say, okay, I'm going to put my tee down here in the green. This is where the ball's going to need. This is where you're going to want to aim. They can read a green in split second, which you sometimes don't always get when you're watching golf on TV because it sometimes seems like they stare at the ball for a very long time and take their time. But if it's a casual setting, when they get up on the green, they can already get a pretty general idea of where exactly you need to hit your ball. And man, some of the shots that those guys have, they're at an all-time level that just makes regular people like me makes me just want to give up on the game of golf just watching them. But yeah, it was fun. Both of them were very excited to be there, and they were, when we got done, they're like, well, hope to see you guys in September. So I think they're all excited for the event. I know we are. So yeah, it's just I think it's going to be a big time thing for people that are going to the event, whether it be a fan, people that are volunteering, the media covering it. I think it's just going to be a fun event for everybody that's involved.
September 17th through the 23rd, Minnehaha Country Club in Sioux Falls hosting the PGA Tour Champion event called the Samford International, sponsored by Cambria. Nate Weck, thank you so much for bringing this insight, and I'm jealous that you got to play with Andy North.
Next time, Chris, you can do it next time.